drunks. Did you say an alcoholic? Is that what we were saying?
Mm-hmm. An alcoholic.
Okay. And then what would you call a cheap hotel where they hang out?
A cheap hotel where they hang out. I don't think I have a term for them.
Flophouse?
A flophouse, perhaps.
Fleabag?
A flea bag. Yes, that would be a cheap hotel.
All righty.
Except that I don't even think of it just in terms of drunks. I just think of them in terms of rundown hotels,
mm-hmm.
flea bags,
mm-hmm.
and flophouses.
I know Atlanta has some of those.
Atlanta does.
Downtown. This is changing the subject and getting back to some more grammatical stuff. If somebody offered to do you a favor and you didn't want him to do it because you didn't want to have to do something for him in return, you'd say, no, thank you, I don't want to be...
Obligated.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say beholden?
No, okay. But I've heard it.
What have you heard?
A beholding.
Okay. If somebody asked you if you could do a certain job and you were able to, you would say, yes, I...
Yes, I'm glad to do it.
Well, meaning you're able to. Yes, I...
Yes, I'm able to do it. Or I can do it.
Okay. And if you're not able to, you say, I'm sorry, but I...
I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. If, I won't worry about that. If the corn is not as tall as you thought it would be, you would say, at this time of year, it to be taller.
It could be taller.
Or not.
Or should be.
Mm-hmm. Or what's another way of saying that?
The corn is not as tall as it should be.
Another word for should be.
As it ought to be.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody were, two little boys were daring each other, one might say, I bet you won't go through that grave. No, wait a minute. I can't even say it. I dare you to go through the graveyard, but I bet you, what I'm trying to say? Something like that.
I bet you're scared to do it.
But I bet you, I dare you to go, but I bet you.
But I bet you won't.
Do you have a negative form of dare?
I don't think so.
Most people don't. Do you ever say dasn't or daren't?
No, but people do say I dasn't. Well,
you hear that?
To themselves, I dasn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It really means I dare not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, now, this is back to the should business. You aren't doing what you...
ought to do, mm-hmm. Or should do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You use ought and should both in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if a boy got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he...
I bet he did something he shouldn't have.
Or he...
Ought not to have.
Okay. And,
I don't know if you've had an order.
Okay. If you got something done that was hard work and your friend was just standing there watching you, then when you finished, you might turn around and say to him, well, you might...
You might say something.
No, you... Meaning that he had not done anything, but you might have
helped.
Mm-hmm. Suggesting the possibility. You say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I get the yard work finished.
Uh-huh. I'll finish the yard.
Or I get the yard work finished. It's a possibility.
I might get the yard work finished.
Do you ever say might could?
No.
Okay. The kind of bird that can see in the dark is an...
Owl.
Yes. Do you know different kinds of owls?
The hoot owl. Or do they all hoot?
There is one kind called a hoot owl. How about a little one?
I don't know. A little owl.
Mm-hmm. Has a very high voice.
A screech owl.
Okay. Any other kinds?
I don't think so.
Do you know any owl superstitions?
No, I don't believe so. I know an owl joke.
Tell me an owl joke. Is it clean?
Yeah. The lady's husband died.
Yes.